All right, so what if in your little boat somewhere out of sight of land, some nasty-looking character was looking to rip you off? 911 call would take too long. If it wasn't completely ridiculous out here, you would want to, you would have to take matters into your own hands. If there were pirates afoot, the story goes, you better save yourself, because out here in the middle of the open sea, there's no cops. You're on your own.
Alas, my children, this is the day you shall always remember as the day that you almost...
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Thank you, Jack Sparrow. But oddly, in the suddenly epic story of online piracy and the efforts to control it, it is Disney, maker of that movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, along with other movie studios, Microsoft, and the entire entertainment industry, who are playing the part of the victims here. The open source culture of the internet. They are the pirates. And the Obama administration seems to be on the side of the pirates, according to some in Congress, according to the lobbyists in the entertainment industry, according even to media mogul Rupert Murdoch, who may have tweeted this recently. Seems like universal anger with the president of the United States from all sorts of normal supporters. Maybe backing pirates, a rare miscalculation by friend Axelrod, referring to the president's campaign advisor. Whole entertainment industry employs 2.2 million, average salary 65,000. Yes. The White House seems opposed to the Stop Online Piracy Act, called SOPA, and the companion Protect Intellectual Property Act, known as PIPA. Both bills, if passed, would make it much easier for content companies to shut down online users and businesses they believe are ripping off their content. Like, we just ripped off that Johnny Depp movie clip. Internet institutions like Wikipedia are also opposed. Wikipedia is shutting itself down in protest tomorrow, along with a number of other well-populated websites in the cloud community like Reddit.com and Cheeseburger. The internet community is planning a protest blackout. Here to talk about it is Ryan Single, editor of Threat Level, Wired Magazine's privacy and security blog. Good morning, Ryan.
Thanks for having me on, John.
And Alexis Ohanian is co-founder of Reddit.com, which, as we said, will go black sometime this week. Alexis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Ryan, let's begin. Has The Wired taken an editorial position on SOPA and PIPA?
We are strongly opposed. We're not going to go for a full blackout, but we'll definitely make a statement. So anyone visiting our homepage on Wednesday will definitely see our position.
And Alexis Ohanian, what is your view of why the Stop Online Piracy Act is inimical, in some sense, to the internet culture as it exists now?
Well, the bigger issue about it is that it threatens to destroy the very structure of the internet in an effort to curb piracy, which is something the bill won't even effectively be able to do. So it's a lot of destruction without any success in the process. And there's just way too many jobs at stake. A college student with an engineering degree right now can probably look at six figures in this industry because programming talent is in such demand. And these are the innovators that are creating all the great value and all the great innovation here in this country today. And we just can't risk to see that destroyed.
Ryan Single, how would that be destroyed? Just by being able to give tools to content providers to shut down sites that they believe are doing internet property, intellectual property ripoffs?
Yeah. So it sounds like a nice bill in theory, if you don't know very much about tech. So one of the most controversial provisions is a provision that would allow the Attorney General to order ISPs, so that, you know, the people you pay to get you online, Comcast or AT&T, would force them to say they would not be allowed to visit a website.
So you mean, so say Disney calls up the Justice Department and says, we think this person is doing something we don't like. The Justice Department could essentially call the ISP, the host of the internet site or the business, and shut it down?
So, yeah. So, for instance, the most notorious file sharing site on the internet is called the Pirate Bay. And so what this would allow, Disney to do is to call up, the Justice Department, and the Justice Department would go to a judge, and the judge would say, yes, that is a notorious file sharing site. And they would order every ISP around the country to essentially lie to their customers. So when I wanted or you wanted to go and like visit this site, even if you just wanted to see its privacy policy, your ISP would have to lie to you. It would have to tell you that this site actually doesn't exist. So what you would have to do is change essentially the phone, like sort of the phone book of the internet, which is known as DNS. And while that sounds like a simple, easy way to do this, DNS is a very core sort of infrastructure of the internet.
Right. It's the way that it's the way internet sites identify each other. It's the sort of language whereby people can connect to various internet sites. We're talking with Ryan Single, editor of Threat Level, Wired's privacy and security blog, Alexis Ohanian, co-founder of Reddit.com. Is in your view, and it sounds like what Ryan Single is saying, is that this bill makes a denial of service attack legal under some circumstances?
In essence, yes. And on top of that, there are significant compliance costs that U.S. sites have to encounter and have to deal with. And it's one thing when an established company has to hire another division to maintain them. But what's incredibly frustrating for new companies, for innovation, for entrepreneurs, is that the idea of simply complying from a legal standpoint is enough to get something shut down before it even gets started. And that means the next YouTube, the next Twitter, the next Reddit, the next Facebook just doesn't happen here.
But do you support people uploading Disney movies for free and giving them to friends? And you think that's perfectly fine?
I have no support whatsoever for copyright infringement. I mean, as an entrepreneur, I see the challenge of copyright infringement as a business opportunity. There are already services right now. Valve, Steam as a gaming service, Netflix is another one, that have shown that if you can provide a better service, if you can provide value in delivering something to consumers that's easier, that's cheaper, that's just better than the pirates can, you can actually win and you can actually make a lot of money in the process. And unfortunately, if we want an internet, this technology is just naturally going to also provide channels for illegal activity, just like, you know, highways will also provide channels for bank robbers to use them. But we can continue to police them using the laws that we have in place and not destroy the entire infrastructure along the way.
Alexis Ohanian is co-founder of Reddit.com, one of the sites that will go dark in protest to the Stopping Online Piracy Act that's being debated and the Obama administration appears to oppose. We also spoke with Ryan Single, editor of Threat Level, Wired's privacy and security blog. Thanks so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.